When you hire people, you have an obligation to verify that they're allowed to work in the United States legally. We call this the I-9. It's a form you fill out. Some states you have to send it to the federal government. Some states you don't. Depends on how big your organization is. You have to look at whether or not you're required to actually submit it to the E-Verify system. But you are required to collect it. Whenever you hire somebody, you're supposed to go through the process of making sure they're allowed to work in the United States. This is called employment verification. Okay. To do this, pretty straightforward. This little form called an I-9. If they're a U.S. citizen, they say, I'm a U.S. citizen, and they provide either a birth certificate or passport, driver's license, combination of documents to show they're legally allowed to work here. If they're a non-U.S. citizen, they have something else. They may have a permanent residency, like a green card, or they may have a temporary work permit or visa. Those sorts of things expire. So you hire them, you fill out the I-9 within the first 3 days of them working for you, and you verify that they're allowed to work here. But their document expires in a year, 2 years, whatever. If they're not a U.S. citizen, you have to come back when that document expires and verify again that they're still allowed to work here. U.S. citizens, you don't have to re-verify the document. If their driver's license expires in a year, you don't need to go back and do that again, okay? They're a citizen. It's going to be fine. But non-citizens, you have to look at that document and the verification date or the expiration date. So the expiration date comes along. You go to them and you say, hey, your visa, your work permit, it's expiring. Do you have your new one? And they say, I've applied, but the government is telling me it's in processing. Well, USCIS takes a long time and they've gotten even further behind. So there's a big update. Let me give you the exact one. Starting January 13, 2025, the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services, USCIS, is going to permanently extend the automatic renewal on those employee documents from 180 days to 540 days. So they have a visa. It says I can work until January 20th of 2025. You go and you say, hey, here we are. It's a week out from January 20. Where's your new visa? And they say, all I have is my application to renew it. It's not processed yet. Previously, with that proof of application for the same type of visa, you were only able to keep them on for 6 more months, 180 days. Now it's 540, a year and a half. Okay? That's the big change. It's important because USCIS is taking for freaking ever. You can only apply for the renewal of your visa 6 months before the start of before the end of the visa, right? So it expires in January. You can only apply 6 months before. And no one was getting their visas renewed inside 6 months. Almost no one within a year. So it's giving employers a real problem that anybody they'd let come work for them under these employment verification documents, we were hitting the 6 month mark and they weren't able to stay on the job. At the end of that 180 days prior, after your visa expires and you've shown you applied for the same one, you had to fire them. It caused a lot of problems. Projects got delayed. We have a client, a high-tech client, got a lot of those people, and it was tough on them because they basically knew they're going to get their renewal, even though they apply 6 months in advance. The date's going to come. They let them know they have 6 months, and then 90% or so were not getting renewed in those 6 months, and they were having to lay those people off. Okay? This is a big change. It is supposedly a permanent change. Again, goes into effect January 13, 2025. No guesses, no guarantees what the next administration will do. But for now, that renewal period is now 540. So what do we need? Fill out your I-9 when they start, verify that they're legal to employ here, look at the expiration date on the documents for non-citizens. 6 months out from that date, they need to go ahead and apply. Please, Lord, apply as soon as you can for renewal if you want to keep working here. And then 6 months in, you need proof of application for the same visa. And that covers you for another year and a half now, starting in January of 2025, okay? Whereas before it was only 6 months. That's the big update. Not a huge change, and it may not affect many of our small businesses. It just kind of depends on what kind of employees you have. But this is a big change, and I got to tell you, a good one, because what happens, I mean, whether you're pro H-1B visa or we should have other people in here or not, these people are already working here. They have jobs. And they're winding up getting screwed because USCIS takes so dang long to renew these permits. So this now gives us a lot of breathing room. Make sure to update your I-9 structures, your employment verification processes. Your people processes client will automatically update this, of course. But I want to make sure those of you who are not, take a minute to go look at your stuff and make sure you're keeping track of expiration dates, that you're informing them that it's expired, getting a copy of their application approved for the same visa, and then setting a new due date a year and a half out, 540 days. All right, quick update from People Processes. I'm Rami Alagil, the CEO here. If you have any questions about this, I do a 30-minute free consult for any U.S.-based business owner with more than 10 employees, okay? We can talk about recruiting, onboarding, payroll, benefits, working with People Processes, your organization's challenges, visas, expirations, I-9 processes, whether you need to e-verify, whatever you need to take a look at. 30-minute free consult. I'd love to get to know you. Go ahead and book down below. And if you need anything else, drop me a line down in the comments. Thanks for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.